Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to give you another trait of psychopaths in this video. And what I want to talk to you about in this video is a lack of realistic long-term goals. Now, this is the third of the lifestyle characteristics of the 20 traits on the psychopathy checklist of being a psychopath. The number one trait under the lifestyle was a need for stimulation or a proneness to being bored, that you get bored easily. Number two is being a parasite, a parasitic lifestyle, living off other people, not making money for yourself, but just taking advantage of other people. And all these things tie together, because this ties together with number three, which is a lack of realistic long-term goals. Now, this one probably surprises a lot of people, because you know, you wouldn't think that if somebody just has no plans for the future and just comes up with these ridiculous ideas and just never actually does anything, you wouldn't think that that would mean that they're a psychopath. But what they have discovered is this is a very common characteristic with psychopaths. So let me read to you the definition of what this means with psychopaths. A psychopath's goal might be to become rich or be famous, but quite often they have little idea about how to make these things happen. Instead, they insist that somehow they'll get what they want without putting in the effort to get there. So with psychopaths, they oftentimes have these major goals of things they're going to accomplish, but they're not very realistic. They're ridiculous. You know, from the book that I read about psychopaths, it talked about this person who was in jail, who was, not in very good shape. You know, I think they're around 40 years old, and they were confident that they would get out of jail and win the gold medal in the Olympics and in swimming, and they had never had any experience or very little experience swimming. It's like, that's not a realistic goal, right? And so this is what you'll find with people that are psychopaths, is they oftentimes really talk a big talk. And when people are often talking a big talk, you generally believe that they're telling the truth, or you have confidence in them or whatever, but they never actually walk the walk because their goals are actually just ridiculous. So oftentimes these people come up with a lot of goals, but they're just very unrealistic goals. And you know what? They're never going to actually happen in real life, but they're very confident. Part of that is their pride, but part of that is they just think that they can end up doing anything, accomplish anything, even if it's not realistic at all. And so the question is, does this line up with the Bible? And it does line up with the Bible. We see this with Cain in Genesis 4. Now, Cain was a psychopath when he actually killed his brother Abel. And when you cross-reference in 1 John, you actually see that he was of that wicked one when he slew his brother. But when God speaks to Cain and rebukes him, he still actually has a chance, because what God says is that Cain is going to rule over his brother if he chooses to do right. So he's not yet a psychopath, but when he actually commits the murder, he's already walked through the door of being a reprobate. He actually is already a psychopath. But let me read this to you in Genesis 4, verse 6. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. So that's where God is saying that sin lieth at the door, meaning the door of being a reprobate. So basically, if you do well, you're going to be accepted, but you're walking this fine line where basically you might open up that door of being a psychopath. Sin lieth on the other side of that door. If you open up that door, your mind and conscience will be defiled. Now, here's the thing. This is a long-term goal, because what God is telling Cain, you got to do right. And if Cain is just constantly obeying what God says and doing what's right, then here's what the Bible says at the end of this verse, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So what God says to Cain is that you will rule over your brother Abel if you do right. But see, here's the thing. This is a long-term goal, and it's a realistic long-term goal. You just got to do right over a period of time, but it's not just this instant thing that's automatic. It actually takes time. And here's the thing, people like Cain that are psychopaths, they do not end up coming up with realistic long-term goals because they want instant gratification. They have a proneness to being bored. That's one of their lifestyle characteristics. So they become parasites instead of just working hard to achieve something. Look, if you work hard at a young age, you're going to rise up in a company, you're going to be successful, you'll be blessed by your effort. If you put in the time, you're going to make money. But when it comes to psychopaths, they're unwilling to look at the long term. They want instant gratification, and they're not willing to come up with long-term goals of just working hard and just slowly achieving something. So when they do come up with long-term goals, though, they come up with these ridiculous things that are never going to happen. So oftentimes when you meet people like this, they tell you what their goals are, and sometimes you hear it and it's kind of funny because you're thinking, this is never going to happen. But you know, as time goes by, those same people that are failing and being parasites and a proneness to being bored, moving around from place to place, they can't get settled. They're just like a vagabond, just like the Bible speaks about Cain. And they're always coming up with these goals of some major thing that they're going to achieve. You know, actually, it should stop being funny because this could indicate that they might be a psychopath. Now, of course, people can be, you know, saved people or just normal people that have unrealistic long-term goals and are not psychopaths. However, they have associated this very commonly with psychopaths, that this is one of the 20 traits of psychopaths, that they will come up with unrealistic long-term goals, ridiculous things that they say they're going to accomplish, because you know what? They are very prideful. They think they can accomplish anything, and they come up with crazy goals that are never actually going to happen. Does it line up with the Bible? Absolutely lines up the Bible. You see that with Cain, but you could also see that with famous serial killers throughout history or interviews of various people that are psychopaths, and they usually have these ridiculous goals of things they're going to accomplish. They think they're going to set the world on fire, and they haven't actually accomplished anything, and this is actually very commonly associated with psychopaths. Anyways, thank you, and God bless.